Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Lauren Witzke, filling in for Stu. Well, in case you haven't heard, there is a global crisis with reproductive issues. More OBGYNs are speaking out, and people like Nicki Minaj, you heard, have known people personally who have been hurt and injured by the COVID-19 vaccine when in regard to reproductive organs. Deanna Lorraine, she is joining us now to discuss more. You can find Deanna Lorraine and more of her shows and information and journalism on Shots Fired, which now airs on the Stu Peters Network on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. So make sure you catch her. Deanna, thank you so much for joining us today. Listen, what is going on? I know you've recently done some really serious interviews discussing the injuries, the permanent injuries. Yeah. From the COVID-19 vaccine. Are we looking at a global crisis in reproduction?
Absolutely. Lauren, if they can't get us through abortion, then they're going to get us through turning your child transgender and sterilize them that way. And if they can't get them through that way, they're going to get them through the vaccine. And by the way, the CDC just unanimously voted to add the COVID vaccine that's totally dangerous, verifiably dangerous, to the childhood vaccine schedule so that it's mandatory for them to take that shot before they can go to school in many states, which is just abhorrent. So, and if they can't, by the way, get them through your babies, then they're going to get them through your women to make them infertile. I'm going to give you just a couple stats, and you can, tonight I have an OBGYN also, Christiane Northrup, on my show. We're going to go through a lot of details there, but here's just a few stats. This is one OBGYN that just came up this week to speak about it. She said in her own private practice, she's seen a 50% increase in miscarriages, 50% increase in miscarriages, which is crazy, a 50% decrease in fertility after the vaccine, and a 20% in regular cervical cancer screenings. This is just one OBGYN in her small practice, and we've seen so many more. It's just unbelievable. They are absolutely coming after women's fertility, and they're coming after the babies. And what better way to do that through a shot that they tell you is absolutely mandatory for your health?
Yeah, and that's the only way they're getting us to take it, is they're mandating it for people to go to work. Oh, they're mandating it for your child to go to school. In places like New York, these parents aren't going to have an option. It's either you get your child vaccinated or they don't get to attend school. And a lot of people can't afford to homeschool. They've completely made it so people cannot survive on a single income. That's just the way that they have designed it. And, you know, I feel like this was intentional. Because the mRNA literally collects on the ovaries, the reproductive organs. It was almost like it is acting as designed.
Acting as designed. Yes, of course. They are depopulating the planet through infertility and through making these babies. There's been such an increase in stillbirths. I had a nurse on my show a little while back who said she has seen an explosion of babies in the NICU. She's never seen the babies in the NICU this crowded before. An explosion of premature babies. Placenta issues. The placenta is not delivering blood and nutrients properly to the baby. Never seen that before. And again, she said it's always linked to the vaccine. These are always in women that have had the vaccine. Just in my small circle of friends, okay, there's three out of four women who all got the vaccine after I told them not to, but they did it anyways. And three out of four women, their babies were premature by sometimes 2 or 3 months. Some of them were in the NICU for 3 months, the whole 3 months of their lives. They were, one of them actually right now is still on a feeding tube, and she's almost a year old, this poor baby. She has to have a feeding tube. And another woman, again, this isn't a close circle of friends, she had to hire a surrogate because she couldn't get pregnant naturally. This surrogate had 5 other successful births, no problem. She's a surrogate because she has an easy pregnancy and easy birth, apparently. And this one time after she got the vaccine, she had a 2 months premature baby. Okay, the baby was in the NICU for 2 months. And after that, while she was giving birth, she was bleeding and hemorrhaging so much, she had to get a full hysterectomy, Lauren, a full hysterectomy. And again, I've talked to so many doctors that said that they've had to perform hysterectomies on women because there's problems with the uterus, there's problems with the reproductive system after they get the vaccine. And if this isn't just a small circle of female friends, imagine that we're only scratching the tip of the iceberg, Lauren. The tip of the iceberg is what we're seeing.
It's true. You know, I know that Dr. Thorpe had released a study where it was calcifying women's wombs, like they would do the ultrasounds and they would be calcified. Now, you can't tell me that this wasn't intentional. You can't tell me that this wasn't part of the plan. You know, we have people creating the vaccine like Bill Gates who think that there is way too many people on the earth and that we're using up way too much stuff and that we must be exterminated. You know, I know that they
have
just...
We're useless eaters.
I'm sorry?
We're useless eaters, Lauren, according
to them. Yeah, that's what we are, essentially. But, you know, Bill Gates will try to have us eat his Frankenfood soon enough and his genetically modified farming material. I don't even know what it, I don't even want to call them seeds because it's not real food that he's making. It's if they can't get us to eat the bugs, they'll just mutate something else. You know, now we have just discussed that the CDC had voted in favor of mandating the COVID vaccine schedule or for children. You know, and we have seen not only reproductive issues but cognitive issues as well. I've seen it personally with my family members. It seems like their mind is deteriorating, their memory isn't as well adjusted as it used to be, and they aren't thinking clearly. They repeat things, and this didn't start until after they received the COVID vaccine. Have you heard anything about this, there being a link to cognitive decline after receiving the COVID vaccine?
Absolutely, and I'm going to give you some numbers here that just came in. This is from the VAERS itself. Somebody has dug up the numbers, and it's an explosion of mental health issues all across America and all across the world. I mean, we're literally walking amongst brain dead people. So here are some numbers. Strokes, especially ischemic strokes, and probably butchering the name, but it's blood clots in the brain, have increased by 101,000%. You're not hearing that wrong. 101,000% increase in strokes, primarily blood clot in the brain strokes, following the COVID vaccines. Here's a couple other. Bell's palsy has increased by over 3,000%, 6,000%. Aphasia, which is the inability to comprehend or formulate language, has increased by over 6,800% in America. And we talked about Bell's palsy, cases of disease of the brain, and encephalopathy increased by over 3,110%. These are real numbers. And you wonder why everybody seems brain dead, walking around brain dead and stupid. Well, they're literally creating neurological disorders and disorders of the brain. People, they're turning people brain dead, Lauren.
Yeah, they're turning us into zombies. And now they're going to mandate it for children.
Exactly.
It's just,
and I want to tell you too, and also we talked briefly about the penis disorders and the penis issues, which is a whole other spectrum. That's another side of the reproductive health. Most people talk about and focus on the female health, but they're attacking the male fertility too. There's been a huge rise in male fertility issues, including penile vein thrombosis, which are blood clots in the penis, penile neoplasm, a malignant lesion, which are kind of lesions around the skin of the penis, which is pretty gross, penis cancer, and penile infections, as well as swelling and pain in the testicles, which Nicki Minaj said her cousin complained about and became infertile.
Yes, and I've heard
so
many
this
cases
is widespread
of this.
And it affects both sexes. Absolutely. And it's on the rise. And by the way, Pfizer even admitted in their $75,000 information dump, it's in there. They've known that these were adverse side effects to the penis and to the reproduction system, and they don't care, and they want you to take it anyway.
Safe and effective, by the way. Deanna, thanks for joining us today. Hey, listen, make sure you hound your government elected officials on the state level to make sure that they do not add this COVID vaccine to the child schedule. When it comes down to it, it comes down to the states. I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican, you flood their phone lines. Deanna, thank you so much for joining us today. You can catch her later on tonight. Don't miss her show coming up next.
Thanks so much, Lauren.
As you heard before, we are not sponsored by Big Pharma, so make sure you check out our sponsors and support them because they're the ones that keep us on the air. One in particular is vaccine-police.com. Make sure you check them out and support them. They have opened a free clinic here in the state of Florida for those who may be vaccine injured or just have injuries overall. Make sure you check out vaccine-police.com and support their activism. They put up billboards. He's done a lot on the ground to help raise awareness awareness about these deadly vaccines. That's vaccine-police.com. And let's all rally together and support Christopher Key. Thank you.
Firing on all cylinders. From the minute that you pop your eyes open, you're just awake and processing information. You're more driven, you're more focused, you have more creativity, more clarity than ever before in your life. And that's because you found the Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia.com/StuPeters. Go there. You will not believe how much information you'll learn about yourself when you fill out the personal questionnaire about how you process information. This is the on switch, the light switch, completely safe, not addictive, 100% legal. You're not going to go to jail or be arrested because you're outsmarting everybody, because you're a better employee, a better mom, a better homeschooler, a better father, a better employer, a better boss, a better business owner, entrepreneur. You're just sifting through the distractions and just defeating everything that comes your way. Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia, the way to go. Nootopia.com/StuPeters. Again, Nootopia.com/StuPeters. You really have to know the importance of maintaining the correct amount and the appropriate types of magnesium in your body. It literally controls most of the way that your body functions. Your overall health is incredibly dependent on the amount of magnesium and what types of magnesium are in your body. 75% of Americans have no idea that they're suffering from a magnesium deficiency. And it leads to death. Early graves is what it leads to. Sleepless nights, low mood, depression, anxiety, stress, all contributing factors to putting you in a coffin and 6 feet under. Don't do it. Go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Read about how Magnesium Breakthrough has exactly the right types and exactly the correct amounts of magnesium in one pill that you take once a day with your evening meal. You will never have slept better in your life. The rest that you will get, no more tossing around. Sleeplessness is a huge problem in America. Stress and anxiety, prevalent. Hello, magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Go there, please. I'm begging you. I want you to live a long life. Magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters.